JB, what are you doing tonight, matey?
Mate, not much, but I wouldn't mind checking out the shame job. It sounds like it'd be pretty funny, from embarrassing stories from top-end comedians. Just like the man next to me, Nathan Powell. How are you, buddy?
Fantastic, guys. How are we?
We're well, matey. I tell you what qualifies somebody to jump up on stage at a show called Shame Job?
Well, we usually pick our most daring comedians to get up and have a crack, and people message through going, oh, can I tell this story? Yeah, of course you can. Give that a go. So we've just picked our weirdest comedians that we could find.
Brilliant.
That would have the most embarrassing stories, and it's all new stories, so they're going to get up and give it a crack. First time they've done it. Stand-up comedy, you like to practice things a couple of times, but this is going to be just a loose night of comedians getting up and just going, this is what happened to me. So
they're all amateurs.
No. The way we sort of do it here in the Northern Territory, we've got working comedians. Most comedians in the Northern Territory pick up gigs every now and again. And I don't know whether you're having open mic night, open mic spots tonight, or whether it's all of our...
We did have. They pulled out.
Oh, no!
But we filled them in with some really good... Like, Tegan Hughes jumped in. Yeah. Tegan's absolutely sensational. So they're guys that... Like, it's a comedy scene in Darwin, so...
Yeah, look, nobody's jumping on the project. We're all here doing it. We're all here slogging it out.
Oh, yeah, Amy Hetherington and Dozard, people like that. But we're just guys that want to get up and have a crack and just try out some, like this sort of thing, like Shame Job, is just us trying out some new material, giving us some new ideas.
Yeah, good.
Sometimes it's hysterical. My favourite is when it's an absolute train wreck, because I just love, especially if I know the comedian, and you know they're funny and they're up there and they're just getting absolute crickets or even the occasional boo.
Yes, yes.
It makes me so happy. And that's why I love these nights, because you just don't know, like, and even the comedian doing it goes, I don't know if this is going to work or not.
But we'll give it a go.
Only one way to find out.
You're tonight's MC. You're hosting the gig.
I'm very lucky. I was, they said, we need an MC to start the year off that is a fantastic MC, fantastic comedian. So Amy Hetherington was initially doing it. And Amy's off. She's not on tour. She's Gove tonight, Catherine tomorrow, Tennant Creek, Alice Springs, and then down to the Adelaide Fringe. So she's rang me up and she said, Nathan, you are one of those people that just really shameful things happen to. You'd be a perfect MC. And I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, she's not wrong.
Yeah, there was another person that rang me up. There was another person that rang me up for a Bogan special and said you'd be perfect. So I'm an embarrassing Bogan. And here I am thinking that I'm doing all right in life. And everyone's ringing me up going, yeah, you're a tiny embarrassing Bogan. You're perfect for us. Yeah. Great for your self-esteem.
So Mel Mill was on the list as well then, right?
No. I'm not there tonight. I'm going to be staying at home on the couch. I have way too many shame job stories that I don't want to share. But who have you got? What comedians can we see?
We've got some comedians tonight that I haven't even seen that have been around a lot longer than me.
Yeah.
I think you and I started doing sort of stand-up the same time, or have you been
in
doing...
In Darwin, yeah.
So, but there's a couple of guys that have just decided to come back and give it a go. But there's, you know, there's a few that are still working around. We've got Ty Gray. He's absolutely sensational.
He's out of Melbourne. He's a very, very funny guy.
Yeah. Richie Fijo. So
Everyone knows Richie.
And he cracks me up every time. I've never had the opportunity to see him do crickets. He's always just bringing the house down. Leah Potter is going in with Denise Farmer as well. Denise Farmer's just come back from
NIDA.
From NIDA. Yeah. I couldn't think of it. I'm looking at you going, what is it? What's it
been?
Called? NIDA in Sydney, which is a stand-up school. And she's doing a lot at the moment. We've got Scott Northover, who's from Brizzy, a comic from Brizzy that's just moved to Darwin and said, guys, can I get up, give it a go? Tegan, as I said, Russell Smith.
Rusty's great, yeah.
You know his shame job story is going to be next level. Mm. And we have to have him just before the break for two reasons. One, we need to clean the stage up after all the stuff he's left on the stage. And the second one is we don't want him to go last, because then you're leaving people just in bewilderment. So you want to get him back. So we have him just before the break so you can go out and give everyone a hug and say, it's okay.
Come back in.
And he's absolutely amazing. We've got Timothy Reed, who does all the voiceovers, and he's just absolutely fantastic. Sam Zhang Yu, who I haven't seen yet, and I'm really looking forward to that, and Graham Lewis, who's been doing heaps lately, and he is absolutely knocking it out of the park. So.
Graham, and Graham's dad's my favourite human on the planet, Graham's dad.
This is awkward.
He comes to every show with Graham.
That is
nice.
So
now when I book Graham, I don't say to him, are you free to come and do a stand-up show? I say, are you and your dad available? Because they're joined to him. It's just such a nice relationship. I love them. They're great.
That is good, because I get a call from my mum saying... I actually can't say what I need to say.
Yeah.
There's topics in mind that are not... swear words, but they're just interesting topics. Mum, why do you have to say that? People listen and then people know that about you. And it's like, well, why don't you just tell them this story? Yeah. I'm like, that's not a funny story. It's just...
Your mum's giving you advice.
I did well at school
once.
No one wants to hear me say...
She's so proud.
Yeah, I know. She is so proud. She's not overly proud of the stand-up stuff, but, she's getting used to it. But I can't see her coming to a show. Graham's dad is an absolute superstar.
And I tell you what, it's really affordable. It's a great affordable night out because you've just rattled off a whole lot of comedians. And a ticket to the show at Brownsmart tonight, it's only going to set you back a tenner.
Yep, absolutely. So we've got them. It's on the Eventbrite website. You just search Shame Job. I think it's $10.69, which is some commissioning. If we have some tickets left, we will be selling tickets at the door, but we're actually doing all right. So it's the first time we've come into the real world because we couldn't figure out how to get free off Facebook, so we had to put tickets on. It's free. It's not. So I said, we're going to have to put tickets online. So we've got tickets online now, and so we're going to move from there into the new world.
Now, Pauly, Davey Konov has often said that he'd love to give stand-up a go, and I keep trying to persuade him.
It's the one thing I have a fear barrier about, and I love to get past that. So I've always wanted to do it, and knowing Mel and a couple other comedians, I just don't have a routine I'm comfortable with delivering yet.
I did 10 years of procrastination.
Did you?
And it was last year, or end of 2019, I went, 2020 is going to be the year that I do everything I want to do.
But how did you get past the fear?
I didn't. But
oh,
you just
did it anyway.
It's 10 years worth of fear. It was built up. I was an absolute mess.
Yeah.
But you got up there. I went and saw a couple of shows. And exactly like I said, sometimes people aren't that great. Sometimes people are awesome.
Yeah.
And when you see people going okay and people are still laughing, Darwin crowd is so supportive.
Aren't they just?
And especially at Happy Yes, they're just and once they say, you know, you're coming out, it's his first time, people go nuts. And then you start telling a few jokes, it works. And then you get a little bit addicted. So
do you tell jokes or stories?
I'm more of a storyteller.
Yeah.
A self-deprecating storyteller, which is why mum isn't over the moon. Mum wants me to tell, tell
nice
people
things.
Nice things.
No.
The presents I got for my birthday.
That ain't funny, Mum.
No. But, so I sort of tell stories and get a little bit carried away.
Well, I might use you as my inspiration, but I'm going to come see how funny you are first.
And we push, Pauly and I push through the fear with a couple of bottles of red wine. That's generally how we do it. And it works for us.
Every time.
Have I got time? Mel and I did Raw Comedy together.
Yes.
And Mel went up first and absolutely destroyed it. And then she got off stage, had a glass of wine. I went and did my set, and we were in front of 600 people. It was absolutely amazing.
Wow.
And it was probably the biggest thing that I'll do in my life. Hopped off the stage, and Mel's handed me like a wheelbarrow of red wine.
Yeah.
And she's gone, congratulations, you've done it. Just drink this. I thought that after drinking that, we all had a couple of handshakes and I went home.
Yeah, we didn't know.
I woke up in the morning and I had throb stamps. I had, you know, every nightclubs I didn't even know were open.
Yeah, because you're in Bali.
Pretty much. It was an absolutely huge night. It was so much fun. If you are planning on giving stand-up a go, get in touch with Top End Comedy. There are so many great opportunities. Shame Job is on tonight. Thank you so much, Nathan.
Legends.
Are you going to go, Davey?
I think so, yeah. 7:30 tonight, Brownsmart Theatre. $10 to get in. See you there.
Superstars.